184 on the Playhouse in the morning. Another chance to crack the code at 9:10 this morning. You can sign up anytime at 194.com or text cash to 35270. So you're in a committed relationship, or for whatever reason, you feel like the person you're committed to might not be as committed. That's usually what brings you to Private Y. Today, we have Gabby. Gabby, tell us about why you're suspicious.
So I'm calling because my husband, Paul, had what I would call like an emotional affair a few years ago with his high school sweetheart. So cliche. After they like found each other on Instagram, and it caused like a huge strain on our relationship. And I found him like texting her, and like fortunately she doesn't live here, so they never met in person. And I was like, okay, whatever, Paul, you can have another chance. But I was like, things are going to have to change if we're going to like try this again and you're going to need to be more present. But like now it feels like he's drifting again and that he's like not engaged with me. And I feel like he pays like more attention to his phone than he pays to me. And I've like looked at his phone, like, which I know people are skeptical of. And I've like checked his messages on social media, but I haven't seen anything yet. But I feel like he's smart enough to delete the evidence at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But like what I'm like really suspicious about now is like the other day I found this laptop that I hadn't seen before in our guest room, and I tried to open it and like turn it on, but it was completely dead. And then I asked Paul about it, and he was like, I don't use that laptop anymore, it's just my old one. And I was like, can we charge it? And he said that he lost the cord, which I was like, okay, convenient. And so I got a new cord to charge it, but when I got the cord, the laptop was gone, and he said that he donated it.
Wait,
and
so you
I feel like this? Is
yeah,
like,
he destroyed the evidence.
Oh, and you went and bought. So you went out of your way to buy an actual cable for this laptop, and then it disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, this is just. Is this a fish market? Because it smells a little fishy. The whole thing just seems sketchy. I feel like you've already busted him. So really, the role of us here is just to maybe confirm what you already know. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
All right, well, we'll make the call here and do the romantic offer. But to kind of bring him back into the fold, because Joel D left us for a couple of months, we voted, and you get to make the call today, you understand?
Let's do it. Let's
yeah.
go.
You got your premise ready to go. You're going to make the call?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be too hard on him.
Hey, this is Jason from Flower Shop. How are you? Is this Paul?
Yeah, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, congratulations. You're our winner this week, and you get to receive free flowers. It's a promo we got running since we're kind of a new business. So is this something that you would be willing to take us up on?
I didn't order any flowers.
Oh, no, yeah, you didn't order any. So, like, we work with a marketing firm, and we get names around the area, and your name was selected, and it doesn't cost anything for you. We just have some flowers that we can either give to you, brighten up your day, or brighten up somebody else's day.
You're just giving away flowers.
Just giving away. It's that simple, right? I mean, started up, so we're new to the area, and that's all I'm trying to do is build that business. Maybe you could spread the word. Maybe you got somebody in your life that you're going to send them to that's going to spread the word, too. So if you want them, I can give them to you. Or if you have somebody special in your life, I just need a name and contact info, and there's no money, and we'll hook them up.
Yeah, sure, you know, whatever.
That's okay, yeah. What do you want them, or do you want them to go to somebody?
No, I'll send them to somebody.
Okay, who are you looking at?
Let's send them to my girl, Heidi.
Your girl, Heidi. Okay, cool.
All right, Paul, we want to explain something to you. This is not a flower shop. A lot of other voices on the phone here. This is Zero, Amy K, Joel D. That's who you're visiting with there. And we also have Gabby on the phone.
What?
You're back at it again, huh? Like, you're not doing any of what you told me that you were going to do, and you're completely seeing her. You're literally cheating on me.
What are you talking? Put Jason back up. Who's Jason?
But it doesn't matter who Jason is. I'm like, literally not even surprised, because you're an idiot, but you had to know this was coming, Paul. I found that stupid laptop, and like, I've known your history. What did you think was going to happen? Okay, like the laptop was yours and now it's suddenly not yours. Where did it come from?
What are you calling me about this stupid laptop again? Like, what are we really
actually,
talking about?
You know
this
what,
right
Paul,
now?
You know what's a better question? Where did the laptop go? Where did you put it? I gave
it to Jason. He's got it. Why don't you ask him?
Well, you don't want me to open it up because if I open it up, I guarantee you I'm going to see something from Heidi. And Gabby, is Heidi the actual, like, high school sweetheart that he was got in trouble for last time, right? I'm assuming that's who
yeah,
it is.
Who's Heidi?
Yeah, I know who Heidi is. She's the girl that he dated in high school. So she's back, I guess. Now she lives here.
Oh.
Tell me the
truth.
Why
are we even talking about Heidi? Heidi. Like,
because you just tried to send her flowers, dude.
No, like, literally, Paul, just give me some answers. I think I deserve that much.
I mean, maybe Heidi moved back. I might have heard that from some Facebook groups or something like that. You know, you stay in touch, you see things from people. So maybe, I don't know, maybe she's back. I don't know.
So, okay, great. You really are an idiot. You met up with her.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot? You know what?
That is what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, she is back. Heidi is back. And I've met up with her because it's good to reconnect with people. I'm sorry, you don't have any friends.
Oh, what the?
Okay.
Listen,
I have I'm popular, and she's jealous.
Oh, God.
So you set up this whole thing on the radio. You're calling Jason. I don't even know Jason, but is he your friend? Now you have some friends? You know what? Whatever. I saw Heidi. I see Heidi. Because you know what? We're friends, and she looks good. There we go.
Okay, Gabby, are we trying to salvage this or no?
No, absolutely not. He can't control himself, and I'm so done giving second chances.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, Gabby, I'll be your friend.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Well, it sounds like it might be good luck. You're the bad luck, my guy. Come on.
Yeah, to be fair, Joel D/Jason is actually single.
Yeah.
I literally can't believe this. Oh, my God.
Gabby, we're going to take you off here. We do appreciate the time and the honesty and letting us into your life here a little bit. And we will talk to you again soon if you need anything, okay? Celebrity Sizzler, not too far off. And Crack the Code, $100,000 on the way to 194.